You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. We are coming back to the throne of grace. We are falling at the feet of God yet again. Why? Because we need you, Lord. As scripture says, pray without ceasing. We're praying without ceasing because it reveals, I need you, Jesus. I am dependent on you. Hallelujah. I am reliant on you. And when you are fully dependent, and I am fully dependent, then everything that we do is with God at the forefront, is with the leading and the unctionings of God, is with the trusting of God. And so today we are praying, today we are calling on the Most High, we are calling on our source, we are cleaving, amen, to God Almighty. And we just thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to be a dependent people, dependent on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Dependent on you for our nourishment, dependent on you for our help, dependent on you for our way, dependent on you for our understanding. Reshaya tarabosia, dependent on you for the provision. I think about children and how they are fully dependent on their parents. Fully dependent. Somebody say today, I am fully dependent on you, God. Fully dependent on you to provide. And even when you bless me, and even when you shift and change things where it can for a second seem like I am fully independent, may you quickly get us back into a position of following you, leaning on you, trusting in you, depending on you, relying on you. Thank you, O God, for teaching us how to be a sheep fully dependent. In this world, that it's subversive. The world teaches us to be independent. God, teach us today how to be dependent on you, how to acknowledge you in all things, how to consider you first, how to call you first, how to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all the things. That's what it says in Matthew 6. And 33. So can you join me, hallelujah, as we just take this moment? Can you even do an inhale and an exhale from the day and from all the thoughts and from all the things and from all the drama and from all the stress and from all the good and from all the noise and from all the hurt? Can we just inhale and exhale into our Father's arms, into God's bosom? Can we inhale and exhale into his wings? We thank you, Jesus. I even hear the Holy Spirit saying, inhale and exhale all the thoughts and all the cares, and put them in my hands, is what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. We give you all the cares. We give you all the thoughts. We give you all the worries. We give you the concerns. We give you the places of being overwhelmed. We give you the places of being underwhelmed. We give you the places of being bored. We give you the places of being stressed out. We give you the places of not knowing. We give you the places of thinking we know everything. We give you the places of ego. We give you the places of our humility. We give you the places of our strength. We give you the places of our weakness. We give you the places of our understanding, what we think we understand. And we give you the places of our not understanding. We give you the places where there is clarity, and we give you the places where there is no clarity. We give you the traumas, and we give you even the places of being settled. We give you the places where we are lukewarm in our walk with you, Christ Jesus. And we even give you our hot places of seeking you and walking with you and being passionate for you, that you can make us hotter. We give you the places of grief. We give you the places of joy. Oh God, today we give you everything. We give you our children. We give you our spouses. We give you the potentials of the spouse. We give it to you. We give you the anxiousness. We give you the fear. We give it to you, oh God. We give you the abundance that you blessed us with. We give you the lack that we're waiting for you to step in and move in such a way and pour out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. We give you our tithing. We give you our offering. We give you ourselves. We give you our full selves. Amen. Hallelujah. For as the scripture tells us in Romans 12, and I'm going to pull it to it just so I can lay my eyes on it. And Paul says, in the perfect will of God, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Which is our reasonable service. Somebody say, which is my reasonable service. It's reasonable. It's reasonable, whatever God is asking us to sacrifice. It's reasonable. Some of it don't feel reasonable. It don't seem reasonable. But it's a reasonable service compared to what the service he wants to do for us in our life. And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. First, reverencing you. First, exalting you. First, declaring that you are Alpha and Omega, that you are the great I am, that you are the beginning and the end, that you are the first and last, that you are the Almighty King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that you are the great I am, that you are Yahweh, that you are Yeshua HaMashiach, that you are El Shaddai. You are, O God, El Elyon, the Most High. You are, hallelujah, our everlasting Father, our wonderful Counselor, our Prince of Peace. You are, O God, you are our therapist. You are our friend, our best friend, the one that we run to first. You are our consultant. You are our avenger. You are, oh God. You are our shalom. You are, O God, our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are, O God. You are Jehovah Nissi, our banner, the one that is fighting on our behalf. You are our defender. You are our very present help in the time of trouble. You are our lily of the valley. You are our rose of Sharon. You are. You are, O God. You are. You are our creator. You are our maker. You are our refiner. Here we are, O God, setting ourselves in your hands, setting the people that we love so much in your hands, setting the situations in your hand. And we say thank you, O God. We say thank you right now for how you are revealing to us in places where we have conformed. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for how you are ruffling and shoveling, shuffling, amen, those places where we have become complacent, and where we have settled, and where we have stopped seeking. We thank you for pointing out areas where we are not seeking you in those areas, for those specific things where you are inviting us to meet you in those places. We thank you, O God, for revealing to us how our thoughts and our ways look more like the world than like you, O God. Help us to grow into your likeness, O God. Help us, O God, to function and flow with the mind of Christ, O God. We say thank you, Heavenly Father. We surrender to the transformation that you want to do, O God. We trust you with the transformation that you want to do, O God. It requires a trust to submit and surrender to the transformative process, because it means perhaps letting go of some things that we've been holding on to, and perhaps it means unlearning some things that we have learned and built our life by. Hallelujah. And perhaps it means sacrificing some ways, and perhaps it means forgiving in some areas, and perhaps it means in the midst of all of our feelings and all of my feelings to trust you when my feelings are saying and our feelings are saying go one way, faith is saying go another, and perhaps it means introducing us to something new, and maybe we prefer the old, and so you are getting us out of the old and into the new. And perhaps, somebody say perhaps it means us stepping into the inconvenient place and stepping into foreign territory and doing the strange things that doesn't make sense to us, but it makes 100% sense to you. And so, God, help us to submit and surrender to the transformation that you have for us, to the mind renewal, to the change. How is it you are asking us to change, even when it's seemingly unfair for us to have to change? How are you asking for us to change? How are you asking for us to change, to be more repentive? How are you asking us to change in being more forgiving? How are you asking us to change in letting it go and seeing you move in that area? How are you asking us to change and not to harp on the thing and not to pounce on the thing, but to step back and to relax. How are you asking us to change? And now where we were once speaking and giving our opinion, that now you want us to hold that opinion so you can bring forth your truth your report and your opinion on the thing. And how are you asking us to change in being silent? And how even are you asking us to change to speak up, amen, and address even the hard conversations in a healthy and loving and heavenly and holy way? And how are you asking us to change and telling us to no longer lower our standards and even increase our standards to a place where it makes us feel a little uncomfortable? How are you asking us to change and handing over the insecurities that we have come to maybe even love and live by and be protected by? And you're causing us to step out of those insecure places and maybe even those secure places to be in a place of vulnerability. How, oh God, are you asking us to change in this hour and loving our neighbor as ourselves? How are you asking us to change in forgiving our trespasses as we ask you to forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us? How, oh Lord, are you asking us to change that thine will be done? Hallelujah. And thine kingdom come. And I'm reminded even right now of Jesus. Hallelujah. As Jesus, excuse me, as Jesus was in the garden, amen, of Gethsemane, about to go to the cross, to lay down his life for you and I, to sacrifice his life for you and I. And he goes to a place, he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prays, amen, hallelujah, to God Almighty, that he's fully dependent on God. And we see that through his whole ministry, that he's fully dependent. And even those of us that have a ministry and do ministry and whatever our ministry is and whatever it looks like, that we're fully dependent. But while he is in the garden, and if you will allow me to read, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that I'm fully dependent on the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hold on, I gotta find it because we're just flowing in the Spirit right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I even feel the vulnerable in the exposed place, and God just wants me to be in the stillness of like, nope, take your time and find it. Because then he started to feel the pressure of, oh, I gotta hurry up and find it, and I should have had this prepared. But nope. No. No. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. See in Matthew 26, starting at verse 36. And it reads, Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, them being his disciples, amen, them being Peter, James, and John. And saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. I even pray that the Lord takes our prayer life to another place, another depth. Hallelujah. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So we see the humanness of Jesus saying, This is my will. My will is, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And may we be a nevertheless people, as we are completely dependent, amen, on God, of quickly exchanging our will and quickly exchanging my will for God's will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. We see him even denying, stepping into that place of denying flesh, of bringing flesh, ooh, shandarabosikia, under subjection. We got to bring and step into a practice, and even more of a practice if we have been practicing it, of bringing our flesh under subjection, our flesh of what we're seeing and what we're hearing, and our flesh wanting to act in one way, but bringing it under subjection and bringing the temptations of the flesh under subjection and bringing the weaknesses of the flesh under subjection. And as we do that in building our spirit man, we build our spirit man when we pray. We build our spirit man when we read. We read the word of God. We build our spirit man when we worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We build our spirit man as we give thanks unto God. We build our spirit man as we praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We're building our spirit man when we are denying and starving our flesh, even our feelings. Feelings of wanting to revenge ourselves, feelings of wanting to defend ourselves, feelings of wanting to make it happen when God is saying, be still. Feelings, amen, of wanting to be known when God has us in a secret place for a season. Feelings of, thank you, Jesus. And he came, verse 43, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. There's something that prayer... it prepares us, and prayer is readying us. We see that prayer place is fortifying. Amen. Jesus. Jesus, it's dependent. Jesus, who is 100% human, 100% divine, is fully depending on God to cause him to complete the assignment, to endure the suffering. Our prayer also, even when we feel like it's not working, it's helping us and giving us the grace to endure, that we will see and enter into triumph, that we will experience his resurrecting glory and partake in that resurrecting glory. Shandarabasaya! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I'm reminded in Galatians, it says, be not weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. How do we... not faint. Staying in that seeking place. Staying in that place of prayer. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By choosing not to give up when everything is saying give up. Don't stop. I hear the Lord, Holy Spirit. He's saying that to one of us, some of us, all of us. I don't know. Maybe just me. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop praying. I hear you in that place. I see you in that place. I know your cries. I understand. Hallelujah, I am moving. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. I am answering. Oh my, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord, yes, yes, yes. See, it's in our prayer place that we are not only talking, but we're hearing from God. And we thank you, oh God, for even in blessing us in our dream life and giving us understanding and interpretation of the dreams and blessing us with the visions. And God, when you speak to us, may we hold on, may we grab hold of that word and not let go. Even when the natural things, the things that we can touch and smell and see, amen, hallelujah, and feel. It's telling us we should let go. We're not letting go. Don't let go of what God showed you. Don't let go of what God told you. Don't let go of what God disclosed to you. Don't let go of the promise. Hallelujah. And even if some of us don't know what the promise is and haven't heard and haven't experienced yet God showing, we stay in that place of prayer. He will. We stay in that place of seeking. He will. Let us become sensitive, Holy Spirit, to you in this season of our lives, Lord God. Let us grow in our sensitivity to you. Let us grow and become sharper in our discernment. We ask, O God, for wisdom. Wisdom, Heavenly Father, in our ministry. Wisdom for our business. Wisdom for the starting of the thing. Wisdom in the relationships. Wisdom as we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Wisdom, hallelujah, as we're stepping out on faith. Wisdom in the area of our finances. Wisdom. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for understanding. We ask for your knowledge. Thank you, sweet Jesus. We thank you for your presence even right now. It's his presence, hallelujah, that even I can feel it, that has me in this rhythm of the way I'm talking and kind of slowing me down too. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in the homes and the environments of everyone under the sound of my voice. We thank you, O God, for sending your angels even right now to minister to us. We thank you, O God, for those of us who are tired and overwhelmed, and for those of us who are stressed out, we thank you, O God, for sending in a fresh wind and giving us a second wind, O God. And we thank you for stirring up in those places, O God, and causing those stale places, hallelujah, to be a place where we encounter your miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you, O God, for stirring the stale places in our spiritual walk, the stale places in our financial life, the stale places in our relationships, the stale places in our marriages, the stale places in the area where we are waiting, the stale places, O God, the dark places, O God, the grieving places, O God, stir those places up and cause us to collide with your peace and collide with your joy. And see, the scripture says that he'll give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, and that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And cause, stir those places, hallelujah, oh God, those empty places and those lacking places and those trauma places and those unforgiving places, even unforgiving to ourselves, and stir up those places where we are beating our own self up, hallelujah. Stir up those places, oh God, and let us run into your grace and run into your favor and run into your mercy. Thank you, oh God, for stirring up those places where we are blind and stirring up those places where we are deaf and causing us to see and causing us, oh God, to hear. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for even going before us, oh God, and making the crooked path straight and the rough place smooth. We thank you, oh God, for how you are even surgically removing that which is trying to distract us and impede us from entering into a land flowing with milk and honey. We thank you, Heavenly Father, today for moving by your outstretched hand. See, that's what he, oh, hallelujah. hallelujah, 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 ooh, ooh, yes. Hold on, let me see if I can find it because I feel like I read it earlier today. But that's how he moved a man in Egypt when his children were under bondage and oppression of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. When his children, see, when his children, you are his child. And when his child and his children are ailing and crying, amen, hallelujah, and suffering injustice and oppressed in the area, the good God, Father, Parent, he rises up. He rises up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he moves. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because for a second I just forgot why I was turning to Exodus. But he moves with the Holy Spirit reminding me. So that just will go to show you that it's the Holy Spirit that's leading us and that's teaching us. Lead me to the scripture, Holy Spirit. But it's Jesus. It's God. Mm-hmm. Ooh, my Father is so good. Ooh, my Father is so good. Somebody say, my Father is so good. He will rise up. And display his unlimited power. He will rise up and overwhelm us with his abounding love and grace. Listen, when he's speaking to Moses and he's calling Moses now to go because my children are crying. I hear God say, my children. He's looking on this earth right now at you and I and say, my child is crying. And I'm going to that address and I'm showing up in that home. And I'm going on that job. And I'm making a way out of no way. And I'm turning the situation around. And for some of us, he's even using that situation to perfect us. That's just for a few. And so, in Exodus chapter 3, he says, and I'm sure when he's talking to Moses about going to Egypt and telling Pharaoh to let his children go, time is up. Somebody say, time is up. Time is up on this struggle. Time is up on this toil. Time is up on having to work two and three jobs and still don't have enough. Time is up. On things not working in my favor. Time is up on lack. Time is up on all this drama. Time is up on all this fighting. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. So God is already, Yahweh is already telling Moses exactly what's about to go down. See, when we in that talking, relating, praying place, amen, we're conversating, he will let us know. He gives us the blueprint, the step by step. This is true. And I will stretch out my hand. There we go. Somebody say, he's stretching out his hand. He's stretching out his hand over my life. That's what we need to. He's stretching out his hand. And smite Egypt with all my wonders. Ooh, who's doing the smiting? Who is? He's fighting for us. He is. I even hear the Holy Spirit. He is promoting us. He is the one that's giving us the raise. He is the one. that's bringing in the peace. He is the one that's bringing in the good news. He is the one that that's ushering us in through. He is the one leading us into the land flowing with milk and honey. He is the one that's unshackling us, amen, from the past and unshackling us. Come on, somebody. Unshackling. He's unshackling me. Is that a word? I think so. We're just going to go with it. He's releasing me from that which had me bound, from fear, from guilt, from worry, from, he's releasing me. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. It's changing. It's happening. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Who caused that? God, Yahweh. God is doing some things, and I said this maybe like a week ago or like sometime within this last week and a half, when one day I said, this is the day the Lord has made, and I just sat there and was like, who can make a day? Who can make a day? No one but Yahweh. No one but God. No one. And so even as we see who caused the Egyptians to just hand over all of their wealth, God. God is doing things in this season. Listen, this is the Holy Spirit, and I'm not playing. This is the Holy Spirit, and I need to even take it for myself. God is doing things in this season, in this year, in this time, even in this month, even in this week, that man cannot do. God is doing things in your life, in our life, in my life, that man cannot do. Why? Because he wants to wake us up and remind us of who he is. That with God, all things are possible. That with God, I can endure and overcome this. That with God, I will enter into my land flowing with milk and honey. That land can be a mental land flowing with milk and honey, or your relational land flowing with milk and honey, marital land flowing with milk and honey, financial land flowing with milk and honey, business land flowing with milk and honey, ministry land flowing with milk and honey, family land flowing with milk and honey. God is doing in this season. God will do before your eyes. Scripture says in Psalms 23 that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy. At your table will be adorned with things and dishes, good things. Scripture says, oh, taste and see good things that man cannot do. That will be articulated by all men that man did not do this. This is solely by the outstretched hand of God. And so may the outstretched hand of God, may his hand rest on you. May his hand rest on your life. May his hand rest on every area of your life. May his hand rest on the rest of your day, on this week, on this month, on this year. I'm praying for health, praying for wealth, praying for peace, praying for good reports, praying for the pain to be removed and health to enter into our bodies, praying for comfort where there is mourning and grieving. We're praying for God to open a door. We're praying that God will reveal and give you clarity. We're praying. I'm praying for that spirit of the Lord and the spirit of faith. We're praying and knowing that we will experience God's miracles, signs, and wonders. Let's take our prayer to another level. Let's take our expectation of God to another level. Let's believe him for that which man says is impossible. Listen, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Hallelujah. Tell a friend, tell somebody, anybody, that we are praying and we are standing in faith and we are believing and we're not letting go. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.